Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 14, 1806. Traders with the Macaw. It seems that today Lewis likely copied Clark's previous day's entry. He quotes Clark's description of the salmon almost verbatim. So, today's entry is from Clark.
This morning we dispatched a party after two elk which Collins killed last evening. They returned with him about noon. Joe Field, Collins, George Shannon, and Labiche went in quest of the gang of elk, out of which Collins had killed two yesterday. This evening we heard upwards of 20 shot, and expect they have fallen in with and killed several of them. Reuben Field and Thompson returned this evening unsuccessful, having killed only one brant. Late in the evening, George Drewyer arrived with a party of the Clatsops, who brought an indifferent canoe, three hats, and some roots for sale. We could not purchase the canoe without giving more than our stock of merchandise would license us. Captain Lewis offered his laced uniform coat for a very indifferent canoe. Agreeable to their usual way of trading, his price was double. We are informed by the Clatsops that they have latterly seen an Indian from the Quinnachart Nation, who resides 6 days' march to the northwest, and that four vessels were there, and the owners, Mr. Haley, Moore, Calamon, and Swipeton, were trading with that numerous nation, whalebone, oil, and skins of various description. Captain William Clark, March 14, 1806.
According to Moulton's footnotes, the Quinnachart Indians trading in the northwest that Clark mentioned today were Macaw and lived in the area of Cape Flattery, Washington, at the mouth of the Strait of Juan de Fuca, where their reservation is now located. They belonged to the Nootka branch of the Waukeshaun language family and were the only Waukeshauns in the present-day United States at the time. Their culture was like that of the Nootka, including the hunting of whales. The owners of the trading ships, Haley, Moore, Calamon, and Swipeton, were also mentioned in the journals on November 6, 1805, and January 1 and February 13, 1806. Tomorrow, 20 shots, 4 elk.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.